is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash Show 14, the electronic edition. Do you want to play the game?
This is Radio Clash of Pirates Allied. Holding your living room, cashing in the bill of rights. This is Radio Clash of Pirates Allied. This is Radio Clash. Everybody hold on tight!
Radio Clash, that was Baby Come Back by Electric Music.
Oh, I'll take over now. I don't know about machines taking over the place. You turn your head 1 second and they take over. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash show 14. Yeah, show 14. And there's moments of like, oh god, what show is it? Take 5 million. Long story. But yeah. Well, technical glitches. Machines. Huh? And I hope all of you are well. As I said, this is a electronic robot edition. This is a special show, all themed all the way through, to do with electronics and robot voices and vocodering and all kinds of electronic loveliness. So I think I'm going to start with a mix. This is called the 8-bit Anarchy Mix. And starts with a cover of Louie Louie with lots of C64s in the background. So I'll see you in a short while.
Best. I climb levels to levels, I progress. When I crack this screen, the machine try test. Star, moves become dumb, arcade star, gonna rip them apart. Get up on the set now, top of the best. Just watch mine, don't watch for the rest. Next to here, that there is two. So you're gonna get special moves come through. Hurt them, man, it will hurt them for two. Car, this type of fresh is long overdue. So boy, you better get with the knowing. Come on, I bring on the blowing. Well, I bring on flowing, it's exact. Bonus time, shoot beams on the track. Arcade junk is beat for this track. I beg man Tempest to play more, but you can't trouble, we can we hold the high score. Come on, I beg man Tempest to play more, but you can't trouble, we can we hold the high score. Come on, come on, come on.
Time to attack now, better watch your back now. Hands on black now, back on the track now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now. Hands on back now, back on the track now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now. Hands on back now, back on the track now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now.
I got moves in the machine. This ain't over, man. Okay, let's go.
Round two begins and I'm grinning. Compared to peak club time and I'm spinning. And share, maybe not, and maybe yes. I push two player and next man accept. Taking over, gain their protect. Power up, we're on to next step. I take the machine, may change my get vexed. I take the machine, but life's too complex. So instead, I play hard. No cash part, pay my reward. Hall of Fame with our name, which I've been now. Ride the beat and that flame, come and get the now. This go, this time, concepts are all line, this rhyme. So taking money out, flinging in the spot. Put a wire in the spot, give it all that you got. And just shoot and shoot. And duck, spin, and spin, spin, and shoot, shoot, and duck, duck, and spin, spin, and shoot, shoot.
Track now, time to attack now, better watch your back now. Hands on black now, back on the track now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now. Hands on black now, back on the track now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now. Hands on back now, back on the track now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now.
Mm-hmm. Here we go again, it's just you and me. It's the last time I'm gonna do this mission. I ain't doing this no more, right? This is my time right now. My time right now.
Who press continue, set for part three. More mayhem, adjust my ID. Starbust moves up, man's never seen. Heard with a terrible blast of crack screen. Outsmart the wire, return fire. Gain access to wall and climb higher. Moves can't expire, angles, heights. Eyes up, watch for left, proceed right.
Deadly, I'm deadly, man.
Wanna see me champ on the place?
Man, I steady can.
Ridley, I readily am. Able to land with a hotness
and heavily ran.
Almost there, few shots high. Take out the boss and then I'm home dry. Done this game, all rounds completed. Stand at the top of the top, undefeated. Yes, boss.
Back on the track now, time to attack now, better watch your back now. Hands on back now, back on the track now, time to attack now, better watch your back now. Hands on back now, back on the track now, time to attack now, better watch your back now. Hands on back now, back on the track now, time to attack now, better watch your back now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now. Time to attack now, better watch your back now.
Fucked up. Hold up. Fucked up and let me in this bitch. I'm just your average hood nigga with dreams of getting rich.
You don't hear me.
My crib big like a football field. You might fuck around and think I signed a football deal.
But you don't hear me.
I take 15 minutes to drop a track.
Yeah.
I take half a minute to load my gas.
But you don't hear me.
I make them bounce all across the globe. I'm a pimp. I got your hoe taking off her clothes.
But you don't hear me.
A franchise like the Houston Rockets. Every 8 months is when I usually drop it.
But you don't hear me.
I got the streets on lock. I like my beats with knock. You know my heat stay cocked, nigga.
Now who they want that?
Style, nigga, and you a red wine, you just an opening act, but I'm the headline.
But you don't hear me.
I'm about to ship 3 mil off top. You got your deal off your man, I got my deal off props.
But you don't hear me.
I'm connected like Dub and Mac 10 with ice cubes in my watching dubs on the black bean.
But you don't hear me.
I'm getting paid cause I do all the work. It's rainy days if we don't move all our work, we go berserk.
But you don't hear me.
I'm on the block, fam, in the cream drop, lamb. Most of y'all cats with deals, y'all ain't hot,
but
man.
You don't hear me.
I'm about to do it again, you about to lose it again. It's show and tell, motherfucker, I'm a prove
now
it again.
Who they want that?
Shit about to change over. It's about time, cause hip hop need a makeover. And most producers wanna charge too much, but around my way, that's how you get fucked up.
But you don't hear me.
You might think we all beats and rhymes, but way before this rap shit, nigga, the streets was mine.
But you don't hear me.
I got that hot shit, that thug life pop shit, that get hot shit, that B.I.G. ready to die
now
shit.
Who they want, want, game over.
Hello and back again from your little robotic journey. That's Chaos Productions' Super Mario Flips. That's mixing Game Over by Little Flip, I think, with Super Mario theme, of course, from Nintendo. 8-bit-tastic. I'm not sure if he's up at the moment, but you can probably get that from his website, which is www.djjr.com, which is djjay. .com. I should have got a little robot to spell it out for me. Before that was Cry on My Console with Eminem Is My Enemy, which is to mark the end of Eminem's career. Very similar, I think similar reasons to why I did my accordion tastic DJ No-No track. Same kind of idea that after his latest track, it just basically, you just thought he just lost it. He has totally lost it. I mean, that's called Just Lose It, but definitely lost it. And I love that. It's very, very glitch-tastic. It's very, very funny. Before that was The Next Men with High Score featuring Dynamite MC. I don't know much about The Next Men. I don't know if anyone could tell me more about them, apart from they rap songs. I think they're British. That might be wrong. Yeah, they're British, yeah. And they rap songs about arcade games, which is fine by me. And before that was Pop Razors, otherwise known as Richie from Culture Deluxe with Louie Louie. And that was Iggy and the Stooges with a cover of Louie Louie, which is off a live version of the song they did on Metallic KO with a C64 version of Louie Louie in the background. And that's kind of like it's kind of like digital punk meets 8-bit sort of geekdom. I like that a lot. So we're now going to move on to the next track. I've got some news later on the show, And I've got to introduce what was in the show. I've got some news later on the show about some events that are coming up, and then we've got the history of mashups Vol 5, which this week is called mysteriously Switched On Bootlegs Mashup Greats from the Way Out. I should have a lot of echo on that voice. Way out, out, out. You can probably guess a little bit what's in there, but I'll keep you guessing until then. So, next track. You don't get some radio, do you? They've always racked up the next track next, haven't they? You see, we get to see behind the scenes here.
Baby, work it.
You're listening to Radio Clash. Why not copy it and use it on Final Scratch on your iPod? Pirate FM.
That was DJ Earworm with Lick the Robot. You can probably still get the Earworm track on his website, which is, of course, www.djearworm.com. Mentioned that link many a time on the show. So, I mentioned I had some news. I've got news of a couple of bootleg nights that are coming up. Firstly, there's late breaking news. An email dropped through my email box. That sounds dodgy. From apparently Freelance Hellraiser is playing this Friday, the 11th of February, at Transmission, which is apparently at the 333 Club in Shoreditch, in the ditch. It's 10:30 till 5 a.m. If you're on the mailing list, you can get in for about £5. I think it's something like £5 before 11. Yeah, £8 NUS, or after if you're NUS timeout pass, or £10 for nothing after that. And you can text them if you text Transmission, or you email them to the mailing list if you're on the mailing list. I don't know how I got on the mailing list. I've no idea. Or if you text word Transmission and your name to 83248. That's 83248. You're getting £5. That's before 6 p.m. this Friday. So do that, and hopefully it's not premium text number. I doubt it. I don't know what the mailing list is. Oh, it's through freelancers. So I can't really. You're either on that list or not. Go to his website, which is thefreelancehellraiser.com, and you can sign up for his mailing list. It's well worth it, because you never know. You never know what little things. Unfortunately, I can't make it. There's also Jeff Automatic from Kill All Hippies, and The Hacker is playing. If you know The Hacker, who works with Miss Kitten. And coming up on the 18th of February, Lionel Vinyl is playing the BBC, the Brighton Bootleg Club down in Brighton at the Concord 2. If you know Brighton, it's the it's a place down at the seafront. Very noisy. I spent a very, very restless Pride night about 2 years ago. On that beach. I mean, there's two reasons why we were sleeping on the beach, because we decided to go down to Brighton Pride, and we didn't have a place to stay, so we decided just to keep on the beach. Not really recommended, because it's a pebble beach, and one reason is there's this really noisy club just around the corner, and it just went on to like 4 a.m. It's like a green club, and it was right in the center. It was like, shut up, and that's Concord 2. And so when I went to I think it was Mobile Disco, which is last year, I was like, this is the club that kept me up all night. And the other reason was, dare I say it, noisy lesbians. There's one thing about lesbians, is they always move in herds, and they can't be quiet. You know, all respect to lesbians. I've met some very nice lesbians, but there's something about them when they have that herd instinct, especially down at Pebble Beach. You're thinking there's about 10 of them in a row, and it's about 4 a.m, you're thinking, shut the fuck up. Yeah, okay. Anyway, back to this. 18th of February, it's doors open 10 p.m. to late. It's £8 plus a booking fee. And US students, buy one ticket, get one free. You can't tell I'm reading this out, can you? So Lionel Vinyl's playing. Well worth seeing him. DJ Diabolique, and also Electric Cowboy and Game Over. Oh, and DJ Easily as well. I think it's Lionel Vinyl and Easily who are headlining, and the other room is the other ones. And it's well worth it. The website is, he says, trying to read through a pop shield, which is always very much fun. www.bbc2.tk, and that's www.bbc2.tk. And as I said, I went there last year, and it was very, very recommended. And how could I forget? Lionel Vinyl is also jetting around the world on this Saturday, which is February the 12th. He's going to be playing Booty in San Francisco. He's actually a very, very good DJ. I've heard him play several times. And also, he'll be getting frisky in the Candlelight Lounge, it says here, with DJ JR, which should be quite funny. That's the sort of back room. And yes, that should be very appropriate. It's all sort of red, so that should be appropriate, unless they've redecorated. And so that's at Cherry Bar Lounge, 917 Folsom at 5th in San Francisco, 9 p.m. to 2 a.m, 21 and over, $5 before 10 p.m, $8 after. You can have a love potion number 9 drink special, or get kissed by Cupid and get a free CD or Valentine goodies. It sounds like it's going to be fun, and it's always a riot. I mean, I've played Midnight once, but it was great. And the pictures, it is as mad as the pictures look. It is as insane. So, and I think he'll go very down very well with that crowd. Oh, and a midnight mashup show with B Dazzler, which is they usually do these shows during the night, and they'll do like performances or perform to a mashup song. They're all mashup related. And you can find it more at www.bootysf.com. That's www.bootysf.com. You can download the flyer and look at pictures from previous shows and everything. And that's all. I will now play for you a track by Fujikato, which is he's a German bootlegger. Sort of bootlegger, remix, freak, electro type person. And this is a mix of... Well, I'll play it first and... you can guess. That was Fujikato with Electric Affair, which is a mix of Mary J. Blige with Family Affair. I always used to get confused because I always thought Family Affair is in the Get a Stand version, but that's just me. And I don't know what the backing is. It's possible that actually Fujikato came up with himself, you know, that himself, or it's a track he knows, because he's actually a remixer as well, a good remixer. So if he has a, as they say, props to him. Very, very good. I really like that. It's very sort of chilled and electronic. You might have noticed there's a lot of phonetic tracks in there, and had the drops on it. It was a bit more kind of relaxed. So we're sort of towards the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it so far. I've got to do the wrap up warm. Well, it's funny I mentioned that. I'm actually fucking freezing because I've turned the heater off because it makes annoying noises. and MC fridge is off as well. Although I came back and I forgot to switch it on and it defrosted. You don't really want to know that, do you? Let's just say this show has been interesting so far. And I'm rambling. So if you want to email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can go to the website, find out the show notes, certain links that I've forgotten to read out in the show, and I do apologise, and they'll all be there, which is mutantpop.net or www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. So all the notes will be there. And now it's the history of mashups, which I said is about the Switched On Bootlegs, mashups greats from the way out. I'll speak to you soon.
The history of mashups.
That's Bruce Hack, who I've played on the show before. I played him in show 4. I played another one of his tracks from one of his children's albums, but this is from an album that he did called Electric Lucifer. Now, you probably haven't heard of Bruce Hack. I mean, apart from when I mentioned him in show 4, maybe you might have heard him before. But he's certainly a pioneer in building his own instruments. He was born in Canada in 1931. He studied psychology at Edmonton. He couldn't get into the music program because his notation and music writing skills were not good enough. So he dropped out of Juilliard's composition programs within 8 months. But what he specialised in was releasing children's records and quite dark and strange personal records, which he got into that whole psychedelic thing. I think someone heard some of his music and thought it would just be ideal, so they introduced him into sort of psychedelic rock. I don't know whether he imbibed in any way, but certainly his music is very much on that tip, sort of spiritually. Talking about sort of angels and devils, and it's incredibly strange. But he actually built all the synthesizers, whereas the rest of the people I'm going to mention in this week's show actually went ahead and were using the Moog, which came around in 1968. But he was actually quite a pioneer, and actually he built pretty much everything he did. He was one of the early pioneers were actually electronics gurus, because they had to be. They had to actually build these things themselves. They had to just go ahead and do it. And I wouldn't be surprised if he built that vocoder that he was using on that track. I wouldn't be surprised if he built everything that was on that track. So what happened with the shift with the Moog in the late 60s was actually the first commercially available synthesizer. I've mentioned things like the Ondas Martinot and the Ondia line, which comes into, I'll be mentioning later in the show. And those were early synthesizers. We're talking like very monophonic, very simple, things like theremins. So when Robert Moog did the first very custom-built synthesizers, and they're like basically a massive suitcase, one of those opening suitcases, one of those old things that you used to be able to have your wardrobe in, one of those opens out. He basically built those massive patch bays, and he actually built them custom for the people. Now, one of his first people that actually by one of his synthesizers was Wendy Carlos, so then was known as Walter Carlos because she had he had a sex change and became a she. But what happened is Wendy Carlos released an album called Switched on Bach. I'm going to play a track from that now. Walter, or Wendy Carlos, was actually born in 1939. He, she, or I'll call her she, studied in music and composition at Columbia University, and she studied with Otto Luening and Vladimir Ussachevsky. I haven't actually mentioned them, but they're some of the Russian. Otto Luening is German. Luening is German, and Vladimir Ussachevsky is Russian. Basically, from the 50s. They were pioneering a lot of the early electronic work, where literally the synthesizers were the size of rooms. She met Robert Moog in the mid-60s and became one of his first customers, as I said. She completed this album in 1968, and it may sound sort of very cheesy to listen to it now, because what happened is there were many copies as soon as she created it. But what you can't really get, probably difficult to get a sense of, is how revolutionary it was, how it influenced, definitely influenced Kraftwerk, influenced a lot of the people, a lot of the prog rockers. I'm so not going to do a prog rock program. And it influenced a lot of people who came later, because what it was, it showed you, everyone thought that the Moog was a very expensive toy or a science experiment gone wrong. And what happened is it proved that you could actually do things musical with it. And I think either her or me that mentioned, apparently the first playings of the show, all these people who'd been knocking the album, just basically all of their chins are on the floor. And apparently her partner, Rachel Elkin, landed a record deal for $1,000, which in 1968 was a lot of money. That was it. It was Moog said, "I can remember people's mouths dropping open. I swear, I could see a couple of those cynical old bastards starting to cry." At the end, she got a standing ovation, a sort of rare live performance. And what happened is she went on to record soundtracks for The Shining, Clockwork Orange, and Tron. Some of which are available, some of them are not. There is actually, she actually has a website. And it's interesting because the box sets actually she talks about the synthesis and the early versions of the songs, and you know it's interesting how it's like it's tape, and she was going, you know, doing sort of multiple dubs and things like that, because you didn't have things like MIDI, you didn't have things like sequences then, so a lot of it was live, which is it's quite a mad thing really. So she was one of the very early pioneers. Another pioneer from probably less respected, but equally valid, is Jean-Jacques Perry. Now, he was coming from the other angle, which is very, a lot of people would say, probably very cheesy. the sort of the Tropicalia, sort of space age pop, sort of what basically became Hi-Fi Test Records eventually, when Hi-Fi Records came along, about this sort of time or a little bit later. So he was born in 1929 in France. And he was given his first instrument, the accordion. Yay, the accordions. Accordions rock, I told you, at the age of four. He performed in cabaret and nightclubs, and he knew Edith Piaf, who introduced him to an American, which is how he sort of got over to America. And he was playing, he was actually an Ondulein salesman, which is a very early electronic synthesizer, which sounds like, apparently it sounds like a sort of a flute. Sort of a flute. I mean, it sounds very similar in a way to like a version of the theremin. And he was very interested in doing tape manipulations. And after meeting Pierre Schaeffer, who we mentioned in show one, but he wanted to develop these very sort of dry artistic techniques, tape editing, more lighter material. So apparently, in one early version, he spent a week cutting bits of tape to a certain note lengths and pitching them up and down to create a flight of the bumblebee from recordings of bumblebees. So I'm going to play a track from him, which is from 1970, which is his famous one, which has been well sampled, which is called EVA. Now, that was actually used in there was a famous Fatboy Slim remix, but also remixed used in Nice Tea track of all things. And you can tell it's very funky. Now, jumping a little bit back into the past, let's go back. In 1966, he did a famous album which became the inspiration for the Beastie Boys record cover, The In Sound From The Way Out, with Gershon Kingsley. Apparently, they were working on jingles and advertising music. A lot of the songs that came from that actually were intended for that purpose. And there was a track off there which is used by Disney for one of the electrical parades and has been heard by about apparently 100 million people. Now, moving on to Gershon Kingsley, he invented the eponymous track Popcorn. And he was working with Perry on the first couple of albums that, or sort of the sort of big albums that Jean-Jacques Perry did. I think he's probably one of the lost, a bit like Bruce Hack, he's probably one of the lost greats. Certainly, he was there with Perry. Perry's become quite hip. But he was also creating sort of Moog-tastic greats. And I think a lot of these tracks have been sampled. I mean, you just have to listen to people like Stereolab, Broadcast, any of those people that reference it, Beastie Boys, Ice-T, as I mentioned, to know that these tracks have been well sampled, and they've gone way away from the sort of the initial sort of exotica sort of cocktail lounge roots to something that has actually become sort of sampled and repeated again and again. And yes, some of them turned into cheesy TV theme tunes and just the sort of the TV schools, TV schools, BBC, ITV for schools type music as well. But it's quite mad that they were creating quite cheesy tracks on actually massive, expensive things that were a bit like the Fairlight synthesizer when it came out, were probably the price of a house or at least a decent car. So I'm going to play a Gershon Kingsley version of Popcorn, which you probably never heard. And I'll quickly skip through several versions, probably very wisely. So that's the Gershon Kingsley version. This is the dub version by the Upsetters. And this is the hot butter version that everyone knows in its cheesy, cheesy glory. they were a German group, and there's not very much known about them. A lot of people said that this is actually Kraftwerk. There's a lot of actually dodgy covers of Popcorn. It seems like everyone has covered Popcorn. It seems like the first thing you do when you have a synthesizer and a sequencer. That's enough of that. And here's the Aphex Twin version. This was actually released on one of the sort of the 12 inches, one of the sort of early 12 inches of Aphex. So, well, there's a lot of remixes that were sort of attributed to the Aphex Twin. That's actually one of the ones that I think actually is him. I don't know why he did it. And finally, it's my favourite one, which is the marimba band of the school, for Fairfax School. Anyway, and I'll see you next time. We'll be right back.
History of Mashups.